Arlene could help to spread rust. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Tropical storm Arlene bearing down on the U.S. Gulf Coast this weekend could not only bring in some damaging wind and rain, but also help to spread the disease soybean rust. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
So far this year, soybean rust has shown up only in Florida and Georgia. However, one new factor could come into play, tropical storm Arlene.
And it's likely to reach the United States Gulf Coast during the weekend in the vicinity of Mobile, Alabama. There may be some additional strengthening of the system before it reaches the coast.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says right now the track takes it all the way up to the Indiana-Kentucky border by early Monday. Of course, the concern is this storm might quickly spread rust spores into new areas. However, Burleson Smith, director of pest management policy for USDA, told us,
"We don't want to engender any panic because this type of a storm, the track can change, you know, any time, so it's not a given that it's going to come up into the central U.S., but it is certainly something that we're keeping an eye on."
In the meantime, Smith says farmers should keep one eye on the weather forecast, the other on the USDA Rust website. You can get to that by going to www.usda.gov. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And so the wait is on to see just what track Arlene takes, but Burleson says he thinks it's just a matter of time before we find the disease spreading northward. And so the wait is on to see what track Arlene takes, but Burleson says he thinks it's just a matter of time before we find that soybean rust is spreading northward.
USDA and its partners continue to search for soybean rust throughout the South and Southeast, and while it hasn't happened yet, we continue to look for new soybean rust finds. And they're expected in non-soybean plants in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina over the next several weeks.
Well, nearly all of Tennessee's full-season soybean varieties have been planted. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.